It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A tradition unlike any other.
Why are they losing?
I think it's you guys and your negativity. My guess is this show is just crushing these guys at this point, and that it probably is weighing on them.
Yeah, right.
Mentally.
That might be right.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Home opener, final year at Highmark, prime time. Place is going to be nuts. I will take the Bills. It's going to be a great game.
Allen has time. Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws, it's high, and it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. Here's the snap, hold is down, kick on the way, and it is good. And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Time for Howard to pick the Bills. And, we'll run through the schedule, see how we feel. It's going to be a nice little run here, we would think. The Bills are 1-0. They go to the Jets to play New York, to play the Jets. The Jets had a nice opener.
Good. Yeah, their offense looked good.
It took a 60-yard field goal to beat them late. So Bills-Jets.
I watched that whole game.
Moral victory for the Jets?
You know, Jets fans won't look at it that way because, you know, the Jets fans have gone through a little pain. But I thought the offense looked promising. I really did. I thought, we know Breece Hall is really good. And I thought Fields did okay. I think it's going to be a fairly conservative game plan that leans on running the ball. But their defense was not good. I know Josh has had some struggles in years past against the Jets. But I think he should be able to carve that defense up. So I'll take the Bills.
Bills win. And then play a team that, they look like they are having some trouble right now. Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy and the Dolphins. A Thursday night game here at Highmark Stadium.
Mike McDaniel.
What did I say?
Mike McCarthy. Yeah. But he would have struggles, too, if he was still coaching.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I don't, I don't even know where to go with Miami anymore. I mean, they're going to finish last in the division at this rate. So take the Bills.
Bills. Home Saints, the hottest ticket in town. Really is.
Yeah, most expensive ticket.
Try to get a ticket to that game. It's like $300.
Why?
Sunday, 1 o'clock. Nice day.
Love Sunday,
and it's
1
o'clock. It's the only one.
The next one is
really?
November, mid-November.
There's only one other, and it's
nice
November.
Warm weather, Sunday 1.
Yeah. Yep.
Bills roll.
Home Patriots, Sunday Night Football in the snow rivalry jerseys.
Yes.
So the Vrabel era didn't get off to a good start.
It did not.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Then again, the Raiders are probably a legitimately...
They're probably decent.
That's
probably an 8-win team, 8-9 win team.
Yeah, maybe more. But yeah,
I thought the Patriots could be like a tough game. I'm going to take a step back because I was not impressed with how they looked against the Raiders. I'll take the Bills to win.
Bills beat the Patriots. Bills at Atlanta. The Falcons looked respectably good.
Yeah,
Michael Penix and Bijan.
Bijan.
Sorry, Bijan. I just had a
Bijan
thought.
Bijan Robinson.
I just
it's
had a
Bijan?
Thought.
It's Bijan.
They're calling him Bijan Robinson.
I know he's not quite Derrick Henry, but he's pretty good. He wins in a different way. Just saying, you might want to fix the run defense by the time you play Atlanta.
All right, I'll take your thought and say that's a loss.
Oh, it wasn't my thought.
No, I'm putting that one on you.
Wow, Bills lose to the Falcons.
Folks, that was on Jeremy.
Bills at Panthers.
I'll take the Bills.
Bills. Carolina did not have a good day offensively. But Tet McMillan in week one looked the part. They threw to him a lot, and it worked. Chiefs at Bills.
I'm disappointed that the Chiefs lost and didn't pull something out of their rear end by thank you to the referees or any of that stuff. Hey, way to go, Chargers. I will take the Bills to beat the Chiefs.
Bills. With that win, I think I've been saying this, I guarantee the Bills will not go to Arrowhead because the Bills would have still one loss, and the Chiefs would have at least two.
And probably more.
And they have to run the table to get there.
Right.
They play the Eagles this week, among other tough games. Bills at Dolphins.
Sweep.
Bills, Bucks at home.
I've had that a loss. I wouldn't tell you that I'm super impressed by Tampa, but like I said, there's just going to be one of those games where you think they're not going to lose and they'll find a way to lose it, and that was the one I decided to pick. So we'll go with Tampa winning.
You just love having them lose to the NFC because you feel like it's
that's true.
It's allowed. Bills at Texans.
I'll leave that one a loss for now. Short week. That's tough. Get on the plane Wednesday. Losses. That's tough.
At the Steelers.
I cannot pick the Bills to lose to a Mike Tomlin Steelers team. I just will not, no matter what. I mean, the Bills could have half their starters out, and I think morally I can't live with myself if I pick a lose to the Tomlin Steelers.
Okay.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers did look good. Steelers defense did not. Mm-hmm. Steelers defense was trash the other day.
Yeah. Then it's Bills-Bengals in Buffalo, 425. Before you get this one, I want to give you a couple of stats because these are amazing. Joe Burrow, by the way, I don't know if you know this, he played in the preseason to avoid a slow start. How'd that work? Didn't work.
Not so much.
When the Bills play the Bengals, this is, I don't know if there's another comparison in sports. Burrow in December is incredible. His splits in December, I'm pulling him up for his career because you get Joey Burr into December. Last year, he went 15 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 115. It's the best month he has. Their record in his career in December is consistently excellent.
Yeah, but what's it in September?
Well, the Bills play them in December.
But I'm just saying, from their perspective, yeah. They're burying themselves in the first part of the season.
Burrow in his career by month, September 8-10, October 10-10, November 8-7, December 10-3.
Wow.
Anyway, Bills-Bengals in December.
Well, I mean, I was going to pick them to beat the Bengals, but you just convinced me again, so I'll give the Bills a loss.
Wow, why would you do that?
You just told me he's 10-3.
Bills at Patriots.
I'll make that a win.
Bills at Browns.
Way to go, Browns. They did Browns things the other day. Win.
Eagles at Bills.
Loss.
And then Jets at Bills.
Win.
You got four?
Five losses.
Quick
question. Atlanta, Tampa, Houston, Cincy, and Philly.
Quick question for you two. The best offense the Bills will play this entire regular season, was it Sunday night or will it be Philly? Not taking into account could Philly have clinched and they're resting.
Yeah.
Just because I think part of the Bills' defense problems the other night was they played one of the best offenses in the league, period.
Yeah.
Is it the best they'll face? Philly better?
I'll say yes.
I think yes. Best offensive.
Until I see A.J. Brown look normal.
Okay. I think that's part of, you know, the giving up the 40 points.
Yep.
We know they've had trouble against Derrick Henry. And Baltimore's offense was one of the best in the league last year, and they had everybody back. So, anyway, don't go crazy unless they look bad defensively against the Jets.
All right. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, boys.
Howard picks the Bills. 12-5.
12-5 for the second straight time.
Disaster. Disaster hits. Team last night. The team on Sunday is not going to. They're going to go 17-0. You're over here a party pooper.
Sorry to be the negative guy.
All right, 803-0550 to chime in here on WGR.
It's Boomer and Geo mornings on the Fan 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.